Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today, I'll be reading Mother Holly. A widow had two daughters, one who was beautiful and industrious, the other ugly and lazy. But she was fonder of the ugly and lazy one because she was her own daughter. The other had to do all the housework and carry out the ashes like a Cinderella. Every day, the poor maiden had to sit near a well by the road and spin and spin until her fingers bled. Now, one day, it happened that the reel became quite bloody, and when the maiden leaned over the well to rinse it, it slipped out of her hand and fell to the bottom. She burst into tears, ran to her stepmother, and told her about the accident. But the stepmother gave her a terrible scolding and was very cruel. "If you've let the reel fall in," she said, "then you'd better get it out again." The maiden went back to the well, but did not know where to begin. She was so distraught that she jumped into the well to fetch the reel, but she lost consciousness. When she awoke and regained her senses, she was in a beautiful meadow where the sun was shining and thousands of flowers were growing. She walked across this meadow, and soon she came to a baker's oven full of bread, but the bread was yelling, take me out, or else I'll burn. I've been baking long enough." She went up to the oven and took out all the loaves one by one with the baker's peel. After that, she moved on and came to a tree full of apples. Shake me," the tree exclaimed. "My apples are all ripe." She shook the tree till the apples fell like raindrops, and she kept shaking until they had all come down. After she had gathered them and stacked them in a pile, she moved on. At last, she came to a small cottage where an old woman was looking out of a window. She had such big teeth that the maiden was scared and wanted to run away. But the old woman cried after her, "Why are you afraid, my dear child? Stay with me, and if you do all the housework properly, everything will turn out well for you. Only you must make my bed nicely and carefully and give it a good shaking so the feathers fly. Then it will snow on earth, for I am Mother Holly." Since the old woman had spoken so kindly to her, the maiden plucked up her courage and agreed to enter her service. She took care of everything to the old woman's satisfaction and always shook the bed so hard that the feathers flew about like snowflakes. In return, the woman treated her well. She never said an unkind word to the maiden, and she gave her roasted or boiled meat every day. After the maiden had spent a long time with Mother Holly, she became sad. At first, she did not know what was bothering her, but finally she realized she was homesick. Even though everything was 1,000 times better there than at home, she still had a desire to return. At last she said to Mother Holly, "I've got a tremendous longing to return home, and even though everything is wonderful down here, I've got to return to my people." "I'm pleased that you want to return home," Mother Holly responded, "and since you've served me so faithfully, I shall myself bring you up there again." She took the maiden by the hand and led her to a large door. When it was opened and the maiden was standing right beneath the doorway, an enormous shower of gold came pouring down, and all the gold stuck to her so that she became completely covered in it. "I want you to have this because you've been so industrious," said Mother Holly, and she also gave her back the reel that had fallen into the well. Suddenly the door closed, and the maiden found herself back up on earth, not far from her mother's house. When she entered the yard, the cock was sitting on the well and crowed, "Cock-a-doodle-doo, my golden maiden, what's new with you?" She went inside to her mother, and since she was covered with so much gold, her mother and sister gave her a warm welcome. Then she told them all about what had happened to her, and when her mother heard how she had obtained so much wealth, she wanted to arrange it so her ugly and lazy daughter could have the same good fortune. Therefore, her daughter had to sit near the well and spin, and she made the reel bloody by sticking her fingers into a thorn bush and pricking them. After that, she threw the reel down into the well and jumped in after it. Just like her sister, she reached the beautiful meadow and walked along the same path. When she came to the oven, the bread cried out again, take me out, or else I'll burn. I've been baking long enough." But the lazy maiden answered, "I've no desire to get myself dirty." She moved on, and soon she came to the apple tree that cried out, shake me, my apples are all ripe." However, the lazy maiden replied, "Are you serious? One of the apples could fall and hit me on my head." Thus she went on, and when she came to Mother Holly's cottage, she was not afraid because she had already heard of the old woman's big teeth, and she hired herself out to her right away. On the first day, she made an effort to work hard and obey Mother Holly when the old woman told her what to do, for the thought of gold was on her mind. On the second day, she started loafing, and on the third day, she loafed even more. Indeed, she did not want to get out of the bed in the morning, nor did she make Mother Holly's bed as she should have, and she certainly did not shake it hard so the feathers flew. Soon Mother Holly became tired of this and dismissed the maiden from her service. The lazy maiden was quite happy to go and expected that now the shower of gold would come. Mother Holly led her to the door, but as the maiden was standing beneath the doorway, a big kettle of pitch came pouring down over her instead of gold. "That's a reward for your service," Mother Holly said, and shut the door. The lazy maiden went home covered with pitch, and when the cock on the well saw her, it crowed, "Cock-a-doodle-doo, my dirty maiden, what's new with you?" The pitch did not come off the maiden, and remained on her as long as she lived. The End. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, www.grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. Thank you for listening.